So the story of the Princess and the Pea, I'm sure you know the story, but it tells about a prince who is seeking a wife, but he's having difficulty finding a suitable wife. And something's always wrong with the people that he meets. And he can't be certain whether they are real princesses, but it's really important that he have a real princess for a wife. So one stormy night, always a harbinger of either a life-threatening situation or the imminent romantic alliance, a young woman drenched in rain comes to the prince's castle, and she claims to be a princess. So the prince's mother decides to set up a test for her to make sure that she's a real princess, and she puts a pea under 20 mattresses and 20 feather beds. So in the morning, the young woman wakes up and tells her hosts that she endured a terrible night, kept awake by something hard in the bed, and which she's certain has given her bruises. And the prince is really happy. He realizes that only a real princess would have the sensitivity to feel a pea through such a quantity of bedding. So the two were married, and the pea was placed in the Royal Museum. But somehow, as I was experiencing the bodywork, this story came to me, because when we talk about sensitivity, you know, this story is about becoming a princess, becoming somebody who's reaching their nobility, moving into their nobility, maybe becoming a queen someday in full ownership of one's being, that we can't do it without the sensitivity that the body brings. Otherwise, the story could have said, oh, well, we had some tests for her to be a compassionate person or, you know, a fair person, but that isn't what the story says. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I thought that I would grow my ability to feel that pea underneath. And so I'm going to step a little bit aside from that and just tell you another story about another analyst's transformative encounter with her own body.